Thus I, Abraham, talked with the Lord, face to face as one man talketh with another. And he told me of the works which his hands had made, and he said unto me, my son, and his hand was stretched out, behold, I will show all you all these. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And the Lord spake unto Moses, face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people. That thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them. Before them by daytime in the pillar of a cloud and in a pillar of a fire by night. The Lord God made a covenant with us at Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, us who are here alive this day. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount in the midst of the fire. The words of God which he spake unto Moses at the time Moses was caught up into an exceedingly high mountain. And he saw God face to face, and he talked with him. And the glory of God was upon Moses. Therefore Moses could endure his presence. And I saw the Lord, and he stood before my face, and he talked with me. Talketh one with another, face to face, and he said unto me, look, and I will show unto thee the world for the space of many generations. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead to you with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, saith the Lord God. And if they are not the words of Christ, judge ye, for Christ will show unto you with power and great glory that they are his words at the last day, and you and I shall stand face to face before his bar. And ye I have been commanded of him to write these things, notwithstanding my weakness. For because of the word which he has imparted unto me, behold, many have been born of God, and have tasted as I have tasted, and have seen eye to eye as I have seen. Therefore do they know of these things, of which I have spoken as I do know, and the knowledge which I have is of God. But behold, the Lord in his great mercy sent his angel to declare unto me that I must stop the of destruction among his people. Yea, and I have seen an angel face to face. And he spake with me, and his voice was as thunder, and it shook the whole earth. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And to a low voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. See through glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. And then shall ye know that I have seen Jesus, and that he hath talked with me face to face, and that he told me in plain humility, even as a man telleth another in mine own language. Concerning these things, and only few have I written because of the weakness in my writing. Say unto you that you must rely upon my words, which if you do with full purpose of heart, you will have a view of the plates, and also of the breastplate, the sword of Laban, and the Urim and Thummim, which were given to the brother of Jared upon the mount when he talked with the Lord face to face. And the miraculous directors which were given to Lehi while in the wilderness on the borders of the Red Sea. And now cometh, saith the Lord, by the Spirit, elders of his church, let us reason together, that ye may understand. Let us reason as a man reasoneth one with another face to face. Now when a man reasoneth, he is understood of a man, because he reasoneth as a man. I, the Lord, reason with you that you may understand. Exerting all my powers to call upon God to deliver. ready to sink into despair and abandon myself to destruction. Not an imaginary ruin, but to the power of some actual being from an unseen world, who had such marvelous power as I had never not before felt in any being. Just in that moment of great alarm, I saw a pillar of light exactly over my head. Above the brightness of the sun, which descended gradually until it fell upon me. It no sooner appeared than I found myself delivered from the enemy which held me bound. When the light rested upon me, I saw two personages whose brightness and glory defy all description, standing above me in the air. One of them spake unto me, calling me by name, and said, pointing to the other, "This is my beloved son, hear him." And while we meditated upon these things, the Lord touched the eyes of our understandings, and they were open, and the glory of the Lord shone round about. And we beheld the glory of the Son on the right hand of the Father, and received of his fullness, and saw the holy angels and them who were sanctified before his throne, worshiping God and the Lamb, who worship him forever and ever. And now, after the many testimonies which have been given of him, this is the testimony. Last of all, which we give of him, that he lives. And for we saw him, even on the right hand of God, and we heard the voice, bearing record that he is the only begotten of the Father. Of him the worlds are and were created, and the inhabitants thereof are begotten sons and daughters